Hey guys, welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with myself, Katie, and Lauren. Today, Lauren is going to be giving some tips on exercising while pregnant. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, but let's get right into the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey guys, thanks for jumping on today. Lauren is here going to give us some tips on exercising while pregnant. So I led the show last time. Now Lauren's going to give us her expertise and let's kind of get right into it. Why should people exercise when they're pregnant?
A lot of the benefits of exercising while pregnant are the same as when you're not pregnant. So increased energy, your sleep is better. Exercise is a huge mood booster. It decreases stress. And these are all really great reasons when you're not pregnant. But in my opinion, they're even more important when you're pregnant.
Side note, funny that you say increased energy. I think that's one of my pet peeves is when people say, I don't have enough energy to work out. I'm like, that's why you need to work out.
I get what where they're coming from because, yeah, it takes a lot of energy to start working out. It takes a lot of energy to, like, get those clothes on and to get your butt moving. But if you start the habit of exercise, like if you exercise 3 days a week for 3 weeks, let's say, you'll start to feel those energy benefits. There's just that hump you get over, and that's what people struggle to get over.
Yeah, definitely agree.
A couple things that are specific to exercise is it can reduce the risk for gestational diabetes and preeclampsia. You don't know if you're going to get preeclampsia and you don't know if you're going to have gestational diabetes. You could be more prone to getting diabetes during pregnancy, so therefore you might be a little more worried about it. So exercise is a great way to lower your risk. And then also there's claims that it can prepare you physically for childbirth. Now, when people would see me work out while pregnant, they're like, oh my gosh, birth is going to be so much easier for you because you're working out. And I'm like, really? What? And I looked into it and I found that there aren't a lot of studies that have confirmed it. It's something that's really hard to confirm.
I feel like that's so subjective too.
Exactly. Because every pregnancy is different. How do you study that? For your first pregnancy, you didn't work out and labor was really tough. Your second pregnancy, you did work out and it was easy. Okay, there's a million other reasons those could be the case, right?
Yeah.
But you could just play it safe and exercise.
I like that. Okay, so you have three tips for us, right?
I have three tips that will help you exercise through pregnancy. So my first one is to set a realistic goal. Katie and I both are all about goal setting, so you're not going to be able to get us to not talk about this. But I will argue that this is a really important time to set a realistic goal. Show yourself some love. You might have to adjust it over time, but set a goal for yourself. A couple really good examples, in my opinion, are I'm going to try to get 10,000 steps a day, 5 days a week. I'm going to walk on the treadmill for 30 minutes, 4 times a week. Just something that's really specific that you believe you're going to be able to maintain through your pregnancy. It's going to depend on where you start, what your physical ability is now, but a lot of things you can maintain over the 9 months. I am a huge, huge advocate for walking while pregnancy. It just was the right thing for me. And I think a lot of people can continue to walk 30 minutes to an hour a day, most days of the week through their pregnancy. And it's going to have all of those benefits of keeping you strong, keeping you sane, mm-hmm. You know, keeping your mood up, etc.
I like that you gave us examples. It sounds like almost be cautiously optimistic setting your goals. Is that right?
Yes, cautiously optimistic. Now, let's say that right now you're a runner. You do half marathons, let's say. And you're thinking, I know people that have ran through their pregnancy, and that's going to be my goal is to run 3 days a week through my pregnancy. Then, you know, you're 30 weeks pregnant and you're like, this isn't feeling that great anymore. Then you definitely want to adjust, and that's okay. Set a new goal. My second tip is to find an accountability partner. And this accountability partner is going to be able to help you readjust your goals.
Do you think the accountability partner needs to be someone who's pregnant as well?
Not at all. I think it'd be better if it was someone that wasn't pregnant.
Why is that?
Because I think if they are pregnant, then you guys might, I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but you guys might cut each other slack And I really almost caution even saying that myself, because I showed myself an enormous amount of love while I was pregnant. I really listened to my body, and I really, really want people to also listen to their bodies, because that's such an important skill to develop. But there's a difference on sitting on the couch and not wanting to get up and do something because you're just chilling. There's a difference between that and being so exhausted that you shouldn't work out.
Right. That's funny that you say that. Our friend Paulina, we were talking about, you know, what if we moved in together and we're roommates again, because we used to be roommates in college. We would be so fit, right? Because we both exercise alone right now because we live at home with our parents. And we used to wake up at 5 a.m. and exercise every morning before our day. And it was awesome. And probably the best shape of my life. We said, but on vice versa, we're very bad about giving in to each other. Like, treat yourself. You earned it, you know? We're the best and worst people to be together as far as fitness and nutrition goals, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the definition of best friends right there. I think if you're friends with someone that's also pregnant at the same time as you and they want to go on a daily walk with you, totally work out with someone that's pregnant, but I would have another accountability partner, someone that you can say, hey, this is my goal. And, you know, if things get too hard and they don't feel right, I will adjust, but I want you to be there to call my bullshit when you think I'm using like the pregnancy card when I shouldn't be.
Yeah. Okay. So that was your second tip. What is your last tip for us?
My last tip is to redefine the reason that you're working out. A lot of us work out for a lot of different reasons, one being the physical benefit of exercise. Well, that's not going to be the case for someone that's pregnant. So you want to think about, okay, what is my motivator now? Is my motivator the increased energy? Is my motivator that it could perhaps make childbirth easier? You want to have your arsenal of reasons so that, you know, whenever at the end of the day, when you're like, oh, I really should go on that 30-minute walk, I don't feel like it, or I really should do that 30-minute yoga class or Zumba class or whatever, but I don't feel like it, you can think, oh, but you know what, I really want to continue my exercise habit for my future daughter or my future son. I know it's going to make me feel less stressed. I know that it's going to keep me feeling good when my body's changing so much. So you want to pick something that's going to help you.
That's huge for anyone, especially during pregnancy.
Yeah, and I think you need to have a couple different things. I have, you know, a handful of reasons why I exercise. So some days I think, oh, but I'm gonna feel so good after. And it's like, eh, but you feel good now. So who cares? And, you know, I got to pull something else out to use. So having multiple reasons as to why you work out is going to help you get there each time.
I have my clients, whenever we talk goals and their reasons for working out, I always have them say their superficial reason, right? Because we all have that, like, I want to look good in my bikini in the summer, or, you know, I want rockin' biceps or something like very superficial. But then I make them also do a serious why.
I love that, because I'm more of the person that I have my deep reason, but I think it's silly to act like you don't care about the physical benefits.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And maybe your superficial reason while pregnant is that I guarantee you, you're going to get a comment every single time you go work out from someone. They're going to be like, oh my gosh, you're such a badass that you're exercising. Like, when are you due? You're going to be able to talk about yourself if you like that. So maybe that's your superficial reason while pregnant.
People give me attention. If you're listening and you need a superficial reason, I think when you're pregnant, all those cute, funny pregnancy workout shirts, that would be a reason to get me moving.
Yeah. Or for the Insta.
All about the Insta. So what has been, or what was kind of your biggest struggle with exercise in general?
I did not feel good in the morning. So I changed my workouts from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. That was hard for me. Having to go work out after work, I didn't love that, but it was the only thing that was going to work for me. So I struggled through that. If you are pregnant, going to group fitness classes, be really honest about the fact that you're pregnant, because nobody wants to ask. So if you go to a new class, tell them, hey, I'm pregnant. Can you give me options when you guys are doing bicycle crunches? I'm not going to be able to do that.
I love when I have participants who come up and tell me that. And I love when they're specific. You're already putting things in your back pocket of what I can give them to do. Love that tip. Awesome. Let's review the tips real quick, because I'm the kind of person, you need to tell it to me and then tell me again so it sinks in. So what was tip number one?
So my first tip was to set a realistic goal. Number two is getting an accountability partner. ideally one person that's not pregnant and then someone that is pregnant. Three was to redefine your reason, your motivation to work out. You could even write these down and put them on your mirror, put them by your bed, put them on your computer at work so you can see them. That's why I'm working out later. I'm not going to forget. Those are my reasons.
Those are a great tip.
And always remember to listen to your body, focus on scaling it back versus pushing yourself, and have fun with it.
Thank you guys for listening to today's episode. Again, remember, if you haven't already, subscribe and leave us a review. Let us know what you think. You can always tag us on Fit Friends Happy Hour Instagram and let us know your questions. Hope to see you next time.
Bye.